USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is standing by Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, who, as a Miami federal prosecutor in 2008, was involved in a lenient plea bargain deal for the accused sex trafficker and billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Acosta has got to go.
It is now impossible for anyone to have confidence in Secretary Acosta's ability to lead the Department of Labor.
But the man who appointed him, President Trump, told reporters he does have confidence in Acosta.
He's been a great, really great Secretary of Labor. The rest of it we'll have to look at. We'll have to look at it very carefully. But you're talking about a long time ago. And again, it was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people. So we're going to look at it very carefully.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 23, the NASDAQ up 43 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A federal appeals court panel is grilling attorneys general about whether the Affordable Care Act violates the Constitution. They're weighing whether to uphold a Texas judge's ruling that strikes down the health care reform law. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's likely to end up back at the Supreme Court.
I think the important thing for the public to know is there's nobody in the Senate not in favor of covering pre-existing conditions.
Small business owners remain optimistic, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The overall index maintained by the National Federation of Independent Businesses picked up 1.5 points in May, while elements of it hit some of the highest levels ever. Planned capital outlays were near historic highs across a range of industries, including transportation, manufacturing, professional services, and construction. And 30% of the business owners surveyed say they think now is a very good time to expand.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An investigation continues into the death of an Indiana toddler who fell out of an 11th-story window on a cruise ship. Attorney Michael Winkelman represents the girl's family.
This was one of Royal Caribbean's older ships. This was a 2006 ship. It's my understanding at this point that all of the newer ships, they do not have the same configuration and they do not have the ability to allow passengers to open whatever window they want in these public areas. So based on, it hasn't even been 48 hours since the incident.
Billionaire Ross Perot has died at the age of 89. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Now, Perot was known for his straight-talking approach during his White House run in 1992, as illustrated in this clip from a debate.
To those of you in the audience who are business people, pretty simple. If you're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour for factory workers, and you can move your factory south of the border, pay a dollar an hour for labor, hire a young 25, that's assuming you've been in business for a long time, you've got a mature workforce. Pay a dollar an hour for your labor, have no health care, that's the most expensive single element making a car, have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement, and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south.
Perot also had this memorable line from CBS's Face the Nation.
And again, every time you get in to see, I'm the only guy that talks numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. Nobody else will even talk about it. I've said it's like a crazy aunt in the basement. Everybody knows she's there, but nobody talks about her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.